What's up, Beast Place? It's October 9th, 2020. Just finished phase three. 2 weeks of training, online schooling. Oh, I liked it. I don't know how effective it is, but I liked it. If I could have done that in middle school, especially, because like, think about this, dude. You got class starts at 8. You're getting up at like minimum 7. Class starts at 8. 7:55 is when my alarm was set for. And I'm not even joking. I wake up, turn my computer on, enter the class thing, run downstairs, grab breakfast and like an energy drink, and voila. That was that. So, makes it much easier. What I really want to talk about, though, is the sorest I've ever been in my life. I played a lot of sports through the years, Marine Corps, blah, blah, blah. So there's some soreness in there. So I'm like, you know, and when I say that, I mean, just because I just did the thing on jiu-jitsu, and you're like, after that first one, it's like, geez, it's all kinds of, and it always picks out what jiu-jitsu does, I think, really well. If you're into weightlifting or any other kind of fitness, and you're thinking like, I wonder what my weak point is, go do jiu-jitsu. You will find out. Your body will go, this is the problem. And it actually changed how I lifted, because I realized I had an inner thigh weakness in how I was doing my squats. I actually changed one of my workouts to facilitate this, you know, change. But what is the worst I've ever felt after working out? Now, there's certain, let's just look at skiing. That's a big one. Skiing. I'm saying it's the one. I'm just throwing out candidates here. A lot of times, you know, the first time of the season, you know, because skiing is the kind of thing that where I lived, we did it maybe 2 or 3 times a year, 4 times a year. It really doesn't take that much to get pretty good when I think about it. Because, yeah, I did it for years and years and years. But, I mean, yeah, I did it for 5 years before I started being like really good around 14, 15. But here's the thing. You're going like 2 or 3 times a year. 4 maybe. Let's say 4. 4 events. So it usually be like 3 day trips and a slightly extended holiday. So like a 4 day. And they would, you know, my dad would buy like the 3 pack or whatever. We'd go for a whole weekend. We'd get a motel room nearby at the resort because it's always cheaper that way. And so if you're looking at this, you're like, man, we can't stay at that resort. It's like $500 a night. Who can afford that? Don't worry about it. There's motels nearby. There's always a way. There's always a way to do it cheaper. Anyway, so that's – and then, you know, you're not really used to it. It uses – even if you're fit, you're just not used to that. And it's true for anything. If you're – hey, man, I'm CrossFit fit. Okay, that's great. But you go out and play like 3 hours of basketball, it's going to do something to you you're not used to. And the CrossFit, no, because our sport is – no, I don't care CrossFit. CrossFit is CrossFit. CrossFit is the sport of CrossFit. You can say you're the fittest because you define fitness as the amount of work done, basically like the way physics describes work, like how much weight moved what distance. I don't know. Okay, I'll buy it. Although it's tough to then say that ultra runners and marathon runners aren't up there, because you're talking about someone moving, even a 150-pound guy, you moved a 150-pound guy 26 miles. Okay, you are doing like box squats. Like how far are you moving that weight? And it matters how you're moving it. The, you know, moving in water is harder than moving on land. If somehow there was a machine that a human could pedal that would fly, that would be 10 times harder than swimming. You know, like climbing a rope. You know, they make that claim, and it's kind of like, whatever, dude. But even that guy's going to get sore when he goes skiing. So that's one time. I remember those were bad. Then there's like, you know, when you make a jump. So you make the jump from middle school to high school. I'll put that as a candidate for football practice. You know, by the time, like that jump, and then you have the jump from college to high school. That was lacrosse, and then it's always like just getting back in the gym the first time. When I was younger, I used to go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Now I'm way more careful. I like ease into it. I don't go too crazy. It's like I'm real cognizant. I'll like not even work out the same amount of time. I might even do less sets, and I'll like really lazily get myself back up to like where I'm really, really working out. Like when I say that, I mean like I will warm up for a month. Sometimes my warm-up period, I barely get back into like what I would call growth phase because I'm moving so slow. And alcohol plays a part of that too. Right now I'm trying to do Sober October because alcohol definitely messes with your ability to be an athlete. And real quick on that, if you got kids or you got maybe you're a high school teacher or a coach or something or college, whatever, your hangover doesn't last a day. If you drink on Saturday, you're not really, I would say, fully recovered till Thursday. And where do I get that? This isn't 44-year-old Nick talking. I figured this out as a senior in high school at 18. I didn't drink my senior year for lacrosse season. I was like, I really want this lacrosse thing to work. I'm going to stop drinking. I'm going to sacrifice alcohol. But I did drink twice. Okay? And I remember after I drank, I came in on Monday and was like, whoa. What is this? I wasn't used to it because I was so used to like during lacrosse seasons. See, football and lacrosse season kind of similar. I was never a weak drinker, and then I would drink on Friday nights, or I wouldn't drink Friday nights. I'd drink Saturday nights, Saturday games for football, Saturday practices and lacrosse. And I did it once. I drank before one lacrosse practice, one time, sophomore year, and I was just like, this sucks. I was trying not to throw up the whole time. I couldn't pay attention to anything. It was so miserable that it made me think, I don't care what, it don't matter. The most important thing is that I don't feel like I'm going to die. And those practices were not short. They started between like 7 and 8 a.m., and they would go to like noon, 1, 2 in the afternoon. No joke. So, and they weren't like, dude, when I say that, that was like, we didn't sprints the whole time. But you would be like doing drills. There's a lot of standing around and talking. Really, honestly, a lot of times in football and lacrosse practices, the thing that was the worst is my feet hurt from standing. I got foot problems. And they would manifest during practice because you're just standing there. And when you're standing there, you're not... You have time to think about your foot pain. When you're actually running around during a game, I wouldn't notice it because you don't notice it when you're moving. You just start noticing it when you're just standing there. Anyway, so lacrosse season, that was like a big thing, like going to varsity and whatever. But when was the worst time? It was none of, you know, it was freshman year and football practice. It's two-a-days in football. I don't think it's done anymore. But the reason they did it that way is because you get more practice time in. I think it's like a toughness thing. Oh, we're tough. We're going to work out twice a week. But I also think it's because you just have the time. There's no – the fall sports are the only sports that really allow you to properly do two-a-days. Now, we did it in lacrosse. I think it was the first 3 days of practice or the first week or the first practice. But you're coming into school at like 5 a.m. I think it's the practice, the school started at 8. I think we got there at like 5 in the morning. We had like a quick practice, like an hour, and then we did this running thing once or twice because like the coach doesn't want to do it either. Coach does not want to be there at 5 a.m. before school because now his life sucks too. And I remember it was a big deal. Like if you fall asleep in class, like he would tell all the teachers, if any of these morons fall asleep in class, let me know and I'll handle it. Like we're gonna crush you. So no one ever did. But it's not the same, man. I mean, you get this huge rest air time between the class It's only like a couple times. But I'm freshman year football, I mean, it was just such a departure for anything I've been used to. Like, I never did any kind of preseason training for any sport until high school. Up till then, you know, I played my, like, one practice and one game of baseball, my one season of basketball. I did swimming, but that was, like, a real little kid. Swimming was the thing I hated. My parents made me do for, I think I had 2 years of swim team. I'm so glad now my kid's going to do swim team. He doesn't know it yet. It's things he's going to do. Jiu-jitsu and swim team. Beyond that, maybe some golf and tennis. Because they're just great sports for... They're easy to play. I can't find a partner. I need to work on my social skills because it's just... I'm just starting to really chafe at, like, my lack of that. It's being... almost my entire social life revolves around my wife's family. And that's... they're okay. But let me give you an example of, like, the just... annoyingness of these people sometimes exhibit. I got one brother-in-law. He's actually one of the cooler ones. He's the coolest one. But his wife will come over for dinner, like, 3 or 4 times a week. And he never comes. And we always make a plate for him. And I'm sort of like, dude, how about you show up to eat my food? Now, right now, because of the near divorce I was in and da-da-da-da-da, technically someone else is paying. So I don't say shit. But if that was my money paying for that food, my wife pays. Because we kind of split up our finances and now we just left it that way. And I would straight up be like, hey, bro, I'm not making plates for you anymore. Come hang out. We don't eat dinner till 7, 7:30. Oh, I'm working light. You're banging someone on the side. This guy, like a lot of times, like Saturdays, will go sleep over his buddy's house so they can get really drunk. And he does it all the time. Like, and his wife has never been to this place. It's like... And they never have sex. I'm like, come on, man. Oh, this hurts my feelings. And you're hurting my feelings. And then we have this birthday party for my wife, for her 40th birthday party. Big deal. It's a month away. Okay, it's now the 9th. I made the reservations yesterday on the 8th. The party's on the 30th. 22 days, weeks away. I made the reservations for 6 because some of the older people involved in this. It's like, it's basically her parents, her sisters, their husbands, and her aunt, and me. This dude was like, oh, I won't be able to make it if it's at 6. I'm like, are you serious? It's a month in advance. Then don't come. My wife's like, can you change it? I'm like, I'm not changing it for this guy. He didn't show up. We like, make plates for him. He'd like steaks. Get sent to this dude. I'm like, I'm not giving you my steak, bro. Come eat it with me. F you, man. Hard F you. And at first, like, if you do it every once in a while, it wasn't a problem. It's like every never shows up. You're basically saying you don't like me. All right, fine. All right, you can't show up at 7:30. Well, okay then, bro. All right, I see how it is, and that's fine, but. I wouldn't make him plates. Like, and I would say something to Lindsay. Like, dude, if the guy can't show up, why are we making him food, man? Like, he's an a-hole for doing that. It's not nice. It's an insult. Now, I know it's kind of weird and awkward to hang out with us, but, like, bro, come on. And then to be like, well, I can't show up for this, like, big deal thing for my wife because it's, like, an hour too early. Can you change it to 7? No, I can't. Show up. You don't have... Guy paints cars. Like, dude, you cannot hang out with your girlfriend one night. That's because that's what I really think is going on. And that's not the only reason. I think that, like, he takes advantage of the fact that his wife comes over here to go, like... It's either he's doing that or he really is just drinking with his friends. And you're like, man, but who would drink with their friends that much? The back of that guy's pickup truck... is nothing but empty beer cans. I'm not kidding. It's like there's probably a case worth. And then in his car, there's empty beer cans and empty beer bottles in like I'm like, that's fine. I love beer too. All right, so maybe it is just booze, but I think he probably has a girlfriend. I don't know why. Well, all right, so like, let's leave that alone. So most sore was high school football. My freshman year is probably one of the hardest physical things I've ever gone through. It's funny that I say that. You know, I've been to Marine Corps and da-da-da. But I was ready for that. I knew what was coming. I didn't know what was coming with this thing, right? Because this is two-a-day thing. We didn't do that in middle school. And then it was just the level and amount of running we did was absurd. And it was totally not worth it because we did not win one game. We came kind of close a few times. There were a few games that were not complete blowouts. Like think 12-0 or 12-6. You know, we could barely score. I think we averaged less than one touchdown per game. It was a complete and utter disaster. And remember, this is like my favorite thing in the world. I'm all psyched about it. I'm like super hyped to be finally playing high school. At the time, I'm like, I got like NFL dreams with college football intermediate steps. And this is what happens. We go through what I can only describe as like about halfway through, I pulled a groin muscle to the point where I couldn't run. I couldn't walk for probably about, I don't know, probably a solid 3 or 4 days. And this was just that level of brutal. It's Maryland, late August, super hot and humid. I mean, it's not South Florida or, you know, Texas or whatever, but still. Hills, carrying people, like stuff I've never, ever done ever again. Which one was like running hills with someone on your back. By how much we worked, we should have been at least 5-5. But we weren't. We were 0-10. 0 or 0-8. One of the two. Let's call it 0-8 because that's less bad. We're 0-8. 0-8. Donut. It was annoying. And it's funny because that did not deter me from thinking that we could still have a good football team. I somehow still believed that somehow next year something would be different and we'd have a better team. That's true. We went 2-8. Actually, a lot of close games. We could have easily, had we been lucky-er, could have been 5-5, I think. Let me see. So we could have won that other out-of-county game, which would have made us 3-0. And then, yeah, there were two games in county that were, like, close. There was, like, another crappy team. So maybe 4-6. 4-6, maybe I can live with that. But no, 2-8. Didn't win a county game my 4 years there. I don't know what the varsity team did my freshman year, but the 3 years I was either on varsity or I didn't play my senior year. We didn't win a county game, not one, in 3 years. We were the antithesis of the girls lacrosse team that didn't lose a game in that same time period. They went 16 games a season, 64-0. Still not ranked for – it's amazing too because I remember looking at the rankings and they still were like only being ranked like sixth in the nation or something. Like how? How are you going to sit there and be like, well, this other team over here, 4 years undefeated, some excellence there. You got to like agree to it. But anyway, it was just really, really a large volume. And the coach was the head coach of the lacrosse team. So we did a lot of that kind of running. And like I said, like crazy stuff. Hills with someone on your back. Hills with someone pulling on your back. Because there was this, where our little practice area was, there was this ready-made little about 15-yard hill. My God, it just, oh, boom, just nonstop. And it's 2 hours, it's 2 days. So you go, you know, you show up, say, 8 in the morning, and go, like, 10 or 12, and you get, like, an hour or two off, and then you go again for, like, 2 hours. And it was basically – here's the thing about football. You don't start with the sport. That's the other thing, the reason why this was so bad. You don't start with the sport. You start with fitness. Like, the first practice, I think, is just with helmets on. It might not even be that. It might just be, like, shorts and a T-shirt. And you're literally just running. Just da-da-da-da-da, get warmed up. Da-da-da. So it's like a whole practice. Let's just say with a helmet, right? And you'll do like one or two of those. You're just wearing a helmet. Get used to wearing a helmet. Used to wearing a helmet? Okay, we're going to add shoulder pads. Now you're practicing. You're just in shoulder pads. So there's not a whole lot you can do for football, right? Because football is all contact. You got to do some kind of contact. You might hit pads or something like that. Then, and only then, do you move on to, you finally put your pants on. And that's like day 3 or 4. Like the first week, you're not fully loaded. And this is high school. I don't remember middle school or before how that was done. But I think it's probably the same. So they really only have, the only thing you have to do is run. I never ran that much. And even my buddy, it was like Superman athlete. That dude was, I remember one time I called his house during that period, and his dad said he wasn't home or he was asleep. But what had happened was he had sat down on the toilet and was unable to stand up when I called. Like he was just unable to get up at that moment fast enough, and he was struggling. So he got stuck on the toilet. I probably took toxic levels of painkillers. When I say that, I mean like Tylenol, ibuprofen, aspirin. Because, you know, you look on the box, it's take 2. It's like, take 4. With Tylenol, you really, there is, do not take more than it says. It's already at the maximum safe dosage. So I don't know why they get so close. Ibuprofen, on the other hand, they tell you to take 200 milligrams. You eat like super safely, take 800, probably more. But I was taking like just monstrous amounts of stuff. I just get home. I couldn't move. I had that thing where you'd like lay down and go to bed and your muscles seize up on you. Just blam, blam, blam. Oh, you're like, super dehydrated because at the time we didn't even use the word hydration. It was just, I'm thirsty. And it like puts you into this other state. So like, let's say this thing started at 8 and went to 10 and we took like an hour break, then went from like 11 to 1, right? 1:30, you're home, showered, and you probably, like, what I would do is take a nap, knowing me. I would just go to sleep. Wake up, I would say level 8 pain, just from the soreness of it. Managed to crawl. Like, it was hard to walk up and down stairs like you were 80. Watch TV, and the whole time, I couldn't have another thought. All I could focus on is how much my legs hurt. From my toes all the way to my nose, everything hurt. Everything hurt. You know, 4 hours of calisthenics a day, everything hurt. It was worse than OCS because, again, I was ready for OCS. Had I known that this was how it was going to be, maybe I would have altered my behavior that summer. But, like, me and my buddy that really should have kind of known better, both of us, we really didn't prep. We kind of played around, played this game we called dog, which was you would throw a tennis ball, then the two of us would run after it, and the first one there would win and get the chance to throw it again. So you did this thing where you'd like fake one way and throw it another, that sort of thing. And it was like, it wasn't just like a straight up race. It was like we were racing and wrestling at the same time, like, jostling each other. It's a silly story, but that was about that. And but yeah, so that was, you know, of all the things. And the reason I mentioned skiing is because, like, that first day of skiing, when you come back, man, you wake up in quite a bit of pain. Nothing compared to this. The military, nothing compared to this. Nothing I did anyway. Maybe there were some things that other people have done that caught them by surprise. You know, I just asked my OSO, hey, what should I do? Run every day. Okay. But yeah, Yeah, so much effort. I felt like I had... It gave me a sense of accomplishment and arrogance that I was like, if I can make it through that absolute... What to me was... You know, maybe other people were like, that wasn't that bad. What are you talking about, Willis? That I could get through something that bad that I really felt like a great deal of arrogance. And then was humbled because I picked a fight with a junior and technically I won, but then I lost because I had to run from him and his friends until another junior friend of mine intervened months later to get them to stop. And they just sort of forgot about me. And I had to run for this guy for like basically 2 years. I had to avoid this dude that was like kind of peripheral to my social circle. Do you know what I mean? Like, and he created all kinds of problems for me because he was friends with guys I ended up friends with that were kind of like, you're a jerk. So I'm the jerk. And I was, for real. For real. What I did was, I was in the wrong. He was too high to make a proper, and I wasn't. And probably drunk too. Anyway, that's it. So sore. So sore. Nothing but running for like, I don't, it's cruel. Like, I would say it's cruel. All right. Thanks for listening. Love you. Bye.